This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Hooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Off the play fake, Shedeur Sanders into the traffic. And it is brought in for a touchdown by Caden Davis.
Browns TV on the call last weekend. Preseason game, Cleveland Browns. Shedeur Sanders had a nice debut for the Cleveland Ball Club then, but today, Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, Sanders suffered an oblique injury during practice against the Philadelphia Eagles. He was expected to start against Philadelphia Saturday in preseason game number 2, so this puts his opportunity to do that in jeopardy. The severity of said injury remains to be seen. He did watch the rest of practice from the sideline. But the oblique, we know how tricky those things can be. Dylan Gabriel did come back, practice through his hamstring injury. So it looks like he'll be ready to rock and roll as well. We have Tyler Huntley there as Kenny Pickett's dealing with a hamstring. But Shedeur Sanders trying to make the team, fifth round draft pick, was listed as number 4 in Cleveland's depth chart yesterday, or the latest one they came out. Not saying it puts his roster spot in peril, but it looked like he was generating, Nolan, a lot of positive momentum to make this team. Joe Flacco's going to be the starter till he isn't. Deshaun Watson's not playing, coming back from an Achilles. Pickett could be the odd man out, already on his third team, just, 4 years into the NFL career. So Shedeur Sanders had a real good shot at being one of the 3 quarterbacks to make this team, because it sounds like, based on the people we talked to cover the NFL, and in particular the Browns, they want to see their draft picks, Gabriel and Sanders, make this ball club.
Right, and by no means am I one of those people that is super high on Shedeur Sanders, saying that, you know, he's the next big thing. I'm not a detractor either, just more of a wait and see.
Sure.
You know, his college resume, I think it speaks for itself. Was it enough to have his name and number retired in the stadium? Maybe not. But for a program like Colorado, he did great things. He accomplished tremendous things. So he deserves credit for that. And I think it's just a shame that an injury is what's preventing him from getting some runway here, because he was tremendous last Friday when he played for the first time. And, you know, if he was going to lose the job or lose out on the opportunity to start, I would have rather seen that be a product of poor performance rather than injury. And I think even himself would be able to stomach that more. If I went out there and didn't perform well, at least that's easy to wrap my mind around. But when you miss play time or you fall in the depth chart because of an injury, that would bother anybody.
Speaking of injuries, Justin Jefferson's been dealing with a hamstring. Minnesota Vikings. Looks like he could be trending in a positive direction. Kevin O'Connell saying not practicing yet this week. We're still a couple of weeks, 3 weeks away from the kickoff of the regular season, but you have a rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. Addison's already feeling the heat from Sheriff Cadell in the league office there, National Football League, so it would behoove the Vikings to proceed with caution with Jefferson, but it would actually, as we all know, benefit McCarthy. I mean, he's one of those dudes just throw it up and let him win these jump ball one-on-one things.
Right.
I mean, he's maybe the best receiver in the NFL right now.
And their overall roster situation, people viewed it so highly that they were willing to overlook the rookie factor with the quarterback and the growing pains that are naturally going to come with that. I mean, you have people penciling the Vikings into the playoffs, no questions asked, just based on the talent around J.J. McCarthy. Hey, if Sam Darnold did it last year, why can't this kid do it? And I guess it makes sense, but now you lose two of your top weapons. I guess we're going to truly see what this kid's about right from the jump.
And we talked about this earlier before we get to Chris Horton and up on lunch. The Matt Stafford back thing. Starting to linger, starting to become problematic. Rams open their season hosting the Houston Texans, which is not going to be an easy game. Then they go to Tennessee, and then they go to Philadelphia. As we said earlier, Jimmy Garoppolo is a guy that can win games for you. This guy's been in championship games. He's won playoff games at Lambeau Field. But he's a guy that tends to, you know, hit the deck from time to time. If Stafford can't go the first 4 weeks, and we don't know if we're getting to that stage of it, but he threw a lot over the weekend, didn't seem to recover well from it. If Stafford can't go early, is this a quandary for the Rams in regards to even winning their division, much less being maybe a top two seed in the NFC this year? Because the rest of the roster looks pretty stout.
Yeah, but it should be very concerning just because of the nature of the injury. We were talking about Zach Eflin, my concerns or why I would, you know, tend to shy away from paying him this offseason because I don't like that it's a back injury. That's something that could flare up down the road. So if Stafford misses weeks 1 and 2, then is ready with his back to play by week 3, well, that's not really an injury that, okay, I'm hurt, I get the surgery, or I'm hurt, I rehab it, and I'm good to go. That's something that's always going to be there for the entire season. And I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a moment at some point this season where it's going to be a huge national talking point, weighing your options between a less than 100% Matthew Stafford and Jimmy G. And I'm assuming here that Jimmy G is going to play like a backup quarterback, some good, more bad. And it's going to be a serious debate. Do we go with the guy who's not 100%? It's clearly not himself, but is he still better than your backup option? I mean, I don't think this is going to be an easy situation for the Rams at all this year.
Ravens go to L.A. on October the 12th, by the way. So circle your calendar on that one. NFL lunch. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's out at one winning drive. Bob Haney and quick draw. Real quick, Chris Horton. Getting back to Tyler Loop. I haven't really heard much about him this week. Did miss a field goal against the Colts last Thursday. But Chris Horton, what do you want to see from Tyler Loop?
The thought process is for us to just be consistent, right? I talked about this last week. In the last 2 years, 80% of our kicks, PATs and kicks included, came from under 40 yards. So we want to be good at the 80%. And we're working on that process for those longer kicks. Again, he has the leg strength to do that, but let's be good at where we need to be good at first.
Yeah, make the layups, if you will. And then once you start banging 50-plus yarders, you become a weapon, like Justin Tucker was for many, many years. I mean, we've kind of pumped the brakes a little bit on the Loop concern. And if he was inconsistent enough, I'm guessing, Nolan, there'd be another kicker in here, maybe giving him a run for his money or at least making him work. Not saying he's not working hard, but Tyler Loop, when do we really start to address this guy in a positive or negative way?
I mean, if he has another ugly miss on Saturday, then I think it becomes a real conversation. You know, you're allowed to miss. He doesn't have to be perfect. And I think I'm glad that the general consensus around him is that let's not put this kid too much under the microscope. The situation in and of itself, rookie, having to replace Justin Tucker, that's not an easy situation at all. And most people, I think, are willing to accept that if he's better than what Tucker was last year, with the Ravens roster situation, that's fine. But he's going to miss. It's just going to happen. Tucker missed, and even when he was good, Tucker had misses. So you can't expect him to be the exact same. To me, you're exactly right. hit the layups. Under 50 yards, you got to be as close to automatic as possible. And then where's the clutch factor? Because we really haven't had a chance to see that yet. Not that a preseason game matters, but we haven't really seen him line up for an end of half field goal or a time crunch field goal, a kick to win it in the fourth quarter. So we'll see if that situation comes up in the next two games.
And the reason was that he stubbed his toe against Indy. But I think I'll speak for most of our listening audience. If we're sitting here September 8th and the Ravens lose at Buffalo because he hooked one left, and the reason would be he stubbed his toe, no one's buying it and no one's going to care. But let's not get that far ahead of ourselves. When we come back, let's switch to baseball. American League East report, busy day in the division and throughout the league. We get into the standings, things starting to tighten up in a couple of these divisions. We'll tell you what that's all about. Then we're going to talk about who the Orioles MVP is on August the 13th. If you're voting for three, because that's what you get. I mean, like Laureano and players like that, they're no longer part of the equation. If you're voting for three Orioles to be this year's MVP, who would they be based on this roster?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Because we like to mingle with the people, but you know, if we have to go inside, we'll mingle with you indoors. Down at Pickles, as we always say, don't come empty-handed, but come on down. Tomorrow, 105, first pitch, so no BBT. So this is our last one as the Orioles hit the road over the weekend in Houston and Boston before they come back home for Houston and Boston. Get all that thing ready to rock and roll. Trevor Rogers is on the hill for the Orioles tonight, taking on Logan Gilbert. But we were asking this question with players gone, now moving on during the trade deadline to other destinations, because you have to vote for three. And the Orioles roster is pretty much set unless there's another injury and someone gets recalled or called up from the minors, et cetera, et cetera. Who the Orioles' most valuable player is. And you have to be on the roster. Can't vote for O'Hearn. He's not here. Can't vote for Ramon Laureano. No longer part of the equation. You have to vote for a player that is on the team. And Nolan, I think the first two, and I'll give you mine, Gunnar Henderson and Trevor Rogers. And Gunnar is now starting to play like Gunnar. Man, he's starting to put up, and the power's not percolating like it was last year. But he, you know, his OPS is over 8. His slugging percentage is starting to escalate. The batting average, the WAR's getting there. I mean, he's been brilliant defensively at second or shortstop, rather. I mean, he's the MVP of the team. And this is something he's probably going to achieve multiple times before it's all said and done. Trevor Rogers is number two. And he didn't even come up till May. And this is back when we thought the Orioles weren't really done, even though in hindsight they were. Second game of a doubleheader against the Red Sox, right after Brandon Hyde was relieved of his duties. And the Orioles blew the first game of that doubleheader. Rogers comes in, pitched brilliantly, and all the reports we were getting out of the minors was he wasn't pitching all that great. Then he comes up and he looks like Sandy Koufax. Didn't factor in the decision. The Orioles wound up winning that game. And he's been outstanding ever since. I mean, you had the 8-0 aberration they got away from a little bit against the Rays. But he has been on point. This is as dominant a run as you're seeing from a starting pitcher for the Orioles in quite some time. And he's pitched well enough that he could be undefeated. But lack of run support has gotten him on a couple of occasions. But Trevor Rogers, Nolan, he was a guy that I wasn't real excited about. And we talked about it earlier with A.J. Gersh. If we're getting this Rogers in August and September of 24, I mean, the Orioles, who knows what they would have done. He's probably pitching, you know, one of those games against the Royals in the wild card round. But Trevor Rogers, I think, is a strong number two. So any issues with my first two selections, and I'm still undecided on the third, I kind of have an idea where I'd be leaning, but with Guncho and old Trevor Rogers here.
Well, I would have the same one and two, but I would flip them. I am going to go with Trevor Rogers. Gotcha. Is that. Now, this is obviously contingent on the last month plus of the season, but tonight will be his 11th start of the year. If he ends up making 15 starts this year, it'd be roughly half a season, give or take, and he's below a 2 ERA, I think he's got to be the guy. As good as Gunnar has been, he was your team MVP last year. This year, really, as fine as he's been, as good as he's been, it doesn't even sniff what he did last year. Maybe I just am going against the boring pick of taking the same guy in back-to-back years. But if Rogers is really that good, I think he has to be the guy. I think he has to be the MVP. I mean, we're not just talking about, oh, he was a 3 ERA and he's really reliable, 8 innings for you. I mean, no, he's flat out dominant this year to a point where his name could be realistically penciled in as the top option for next year. I mean, we'll see what ends up happening in terms of offseason moves, but he's been that dominant.
Now, in regards to the third pick, and okay, to our point, the top two guys seem to be pretty obvious. Jackson Holliday was in the conversation big time. Has he fallen out of the top three? Jordan Westberg's only played 67 games, but has put up some pretty decent numbers in doing so. But D. Kramer hits the post. He makes a start. He's had 7 starts where he's going 7 or more innings. Took the L last night. He was outstanding. 8 innings, 5 hits against one of the hottest teams in baseball. And the one guy that's kind of worn him out, Naylor, got him for what turned out to be the only run of the game. So it's either Holliday, Westberg, or Kramer for me to get that third vote. Now, granted, only one wins. But I think Dean Kramer deserves a little recognition for just being reliable and a guy that, to me, rises to the occasion when he needs to do so. And he did it last night. He just didn't get any help from his offense.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting pick. And just like Rodgers, contingent on how he finishes the season, if he has a great month of September, then yeah, absolutely I could put him there. Because right now I'd probably still default to Jackson Holliday just because of the growth he showed from how bad he was this year to being your everyday second baseman this year, looking way more capable, not just at the plate, but in the field. I mean, at this point, there's zero doubts over his future as the Orioles' second baseman. So just because there was no glaring, clear-cut third option, I'd probably still give him my third vote now. But Kramer's right there. He's close. Westberg, just I can't get past the play time. Just didn't play enough to be in the consideration. And, okay, Rodgers, you could say the same thing. Well, he's only been here for half the season. But, again, he was so dominant. If Westberg was putting up MVP-caliber stats for half a year, maybe we got a different conversation.
Now, would it be harder to pick the least valuable Oriole? Talking about guys who are still on the roster, and injuries have had a ton to do with a lot of this. But O'Neill, you knew the risk coming into the season with his injury history. I mean, he was on the IL three times last year for Boston, still hit 31 homers. Now three times here with the Orioles, 17, 18 times throughout his career. But the guy, not that the warehouse cares what I think and my feelings. Colton Cowser's disappointed me this year. And I know he got hurt, injury of his own doing, sliding head first into first base. But he doesn't seem to be the same guy. And he'll make a spectacular play defensively down the concussion list, running into the wall against the Phillies a week or so ago. But man, the strikeout rate is brutal. He'll run into something every now and again and hit you a 420-foot home run. But we're talking about a guy that was second in the Rookie of the Year. Make an argument, should have won Rookie of the Year. And to fall off offensively as dramatically as he did, I mean, his OPS 680. On-base percentage 279. Batting average 213. I mean, strikes out at an incredible rate. 197 at-bats, strikes out 69 times. Always behind the count. Only walked 13. You know, 10 doubles, 9 home runs, 22 ribbies. Not saying this is a why. He's not Super Joe Charbonneau. Google him if you don't remember this guy from many years ago. But, man, I expected more from Colton Cowser. Even coming back, I mean, Westberg came back from an injury and impacted the team. Cowser's impact's been pretty negative here in 2025.
Right, and if we're going to use that term value, like who's the most valuable when we talk about MVO, well, who's the least valuable just because of the expectations? He was supposed to be your starting left fielder, no questions asked. And yeah, I think you can knock him a little bit for the missed time with injury because of the nature of the injury. He didn't have to slide head first into first base. You know, hustle play, call it whatever you want. That's right. Just something that doesn't happen. You know, if he does that going for a mad dash at the plate on a suicide squeeze, it's excusable. But this just didn't have to happen. This was very, very, very much avoidable. So, yeah, I think you could knock him for that. If we're going all based off of war, Heston Kerstad and Dylan Carlson are at the low end of the totem pole there. But both of those guys, I mean, Carlson was a minor league contract, wasn't even expected to be here if others were healthy. And Kerstad, at his best, was still going to be a platoon player. Disappointed in them, more so Kerstad than Carlson. Probably is still O'Neill for me because of the money,
right,
play time and everything. Cowser's not a bad pick, though. I don't hate that.
When we come back, and I'm assuming we'll see Cowser come back shortly, coming off the concussion protocol. Maybe he can get hot here in the final few weeks of the season, get a little momentum rolling into the offseason before we get back to Sarasota in 7 months. But when we come back, American League East report what happened in the division last night, and then we'll look at the standings as things are tightening up in a couple of divisions for the Orioles. Wait till now.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Next year.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for the American League East Report. Orioles last night lose to Seattle, 1-0. Kirby out duels Dean Kramer. Naylor with the only ribby there, and that was all she wrote. Orioles 0-2, runners in scoring position. Birds have dropped 3 in a row. Mariners have won 8 straight. And that's that. For last night, fast game, though. That's always good. Missed this news. I'm sure you've heard by now. But Felix Bautista and Zach Eflin done for the year. Eflin with a back. The Mountain with a shoulder. And who knows what their status will be for next year. Eflin's going to be a free agent. Bautista came back from the Tommy John. Looked like the workload was starting to increase. And now the shoulder crops up. And who knows? But as Tony Manzalino said yesterday, significant shoulder injury. That is not a good thing. Trevor Rogers, 5-2 with a 1.44 against Logan Gilbert, who is, 3-4 with a 3.35. Me and Nolan's preseason pick to win the Cy Young. And he got double Schleprock. He's been on the IL. But he's back now as the Mariners are making a run to the top of the AL West, which we'll get to in a second. Last night in the American League East, relating to the teams, Yankees taking on the Twins. And Aaron Judge did something he hadn't done since July.
That's not a single. Deep to center field. See ya! A long home run for Judge. Game is tied at 1.
Michael Kay, Yes Network. Aaron Judge goes deep. Stanton goes deep. Volpe, he goes yard. Carlos Rodon, one hit. 7 innings as the Yankees blow out the Twins, 9-1. Rodon, 12-7 on the year. Toronto taking on the Cubbies. And Ernie Clement, he says, hey, take a little of this.
Who hits a fly ball pretty well tagged to left field. Papp's going to turn and watch it go. How about Ernie Clement?
Sportsnet on the call. Clement, 3-run jack. Varsho goes deep as well. Barrios goes 5 1/3. 0 runs given up. 5-1. Toronto takes out the Cubs. Barrios now 9-4 on the year. And the Red Sox, boy, they took out some frustrations on the Astros, including a former Stro.
Fly ball right field. That one headed into the corner. That ball's sailing. And that ball is gone. Alex Bregman for the second straight night against Houston hits one out of here. Two-run shot. Red Sox open it up 7-0.
Break out the puffy pants. Hammer time. Nestled on the call. 14-1 final score. Bregman, Nevarez, and Anthony. He's homered back-to-back days for Boston as well. Dustin May goes six strong as Boston gets a much-needed win over the Stros. And the Rays lose to the A's 6-0. Butler and Thomas, two ribbies each. Jacob Lopez, seven strong with nine Ks as they handle their business there. Schedule for today in the division. Keep in mind, next couple of weeks we get into September. We're just going with the schedule. Teams playing for something in possibly October. Minnesota's at New York, 7:05. Cubs, Toronto again, 7:07. Boston and Houston, 7:10. And then Tampa Bay in Sacramento against the A's. That's coming up at 10:05. Standings report. American League East, Toronto still 4.5 up on the Red Sox. Yankees 6 back. Detroit now 5.5. Jack Flaherty got roughed up a bit last night. 5.5 over Cleveland. KC's 8.5, so they're still around. The Mariners have now tied the Astros for first place in the AL West. Texas 6.5 out there. National League, Phillies 5 up on the Mets. Brewers, they won 11 in a row. They roughed up Paul Skeens. Knocked him out of the game. They're 7.5 up on the Cubs. Best record in baseball, 75-44 are the Brewers. And in the National League West, we got a tie there, too. Dodgers have lost 3 in a row. Padres have won 4 straight. They are tied for first. But because of tiebreakers and such, if the playoffs started today, wildcard standings, Astros, Red Sox, Yankees are in. Cleveland's 1 back. Texas 3.5. KC 4. Hey, look, the Angels are 6. Wouldn't it be cool to see old Mike Trout in the playoffs? Or no? Nah. Okay, whatever. And in the National League, Cubs, Padres, Mets, they're in. Reds are 2 back. Cardinals are 4 back. And then the Giants are, they're kind of scuffling. They're 5.5 off the pace. That's your standings update here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. When we come back, get to the fun house for the first time today. You want to squeeze in, you can at 410-583-1057. Inside access at 2. BBT Live from Pickles, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, 530. Looking at Trevor Rogers versus Gilbert. Hopefully the Orioles can get some offense rolling. They've been relatively quiet with the bats here as of late. As the season playing out the string, could be spoilers here. Got a lot of good teams on the schedule. Maybe could ruin some playoff hopes. Or are they just going to be a get-right team for some of these? Hey, we're going to Baltimore. Or they're coming here. That's 2 out of 3. We're going to continue to build our postseason resume against the Orioles, who we all thought was going to be part of the postseason fun. But we got that coming your way at 5:30. Good news, speaking of Vinny, text me a couple of minutes ago. Nolan out of one winning drive. Jair Alexander's back. He hadn't practiced in a few days, so old number 23 back on the practice field. However, still got to be a little skeptical because he's already had the knee drained. He's already missed a few days. I mean, is this a guy that gets you 12 games, much less 17?
Right, and maybe, I don't know, it'd be interesting to hear if Harbaugh has any specific comment about it, although he's pretty tight-lipped with the injuries this time of year, that if some of this missed time in the past week was out of precaution. Because to be honest, he doesn't really need to be getting that many reps. He's not playing in the preseason. So you want him out there for camp for his own sake and I guess for those around him. But I mean, look, if this is about keeping him healthy for the regular season, it's an easy decision. So a couple extra rest days a week, got no problem with that.
Yeah, and if he stays healthy, and as we've discussed many times, it's a big if, he's going to be a proven veteran, a young veteran, commodity in that secondary. But this Ruben Lowry guy, talk about Corey Bullock, you know, making some noise out there on the O-line. Lowry's been doing so in the defensive backfield, maybe to the detriment of Bo Braid here, who doesn't appear to be running with the upper units the way he was just a week or so ago.
Yeah, I mean, special teams is still where that guy's going to make his hay, Bo Braid, and then he's made plays there. So one of those names, if you're looking for, it's a pretty short list of names that are actually of intrigue that will simultaneously be getting significant preseason reps. he's probably at the top of that list for me that I'm eager to actually see in real game action.
We will be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock with Total Request Thursday. We'll talk about the Orioles, the game tonight. There's a day game tomorrow, 105 Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Obviously, talk about the Ravens creeping closer to the season opener against the Buffalo Bills. Start ramping up the college football discussion as well. But Nolan, we have time to get to the Funhouse before Inside Access.
Quick Draws Funhouse,
sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
So I just got access back to the text line here, just in time.
Yeah, we were not ignoring you people. We were denied.
And I opened this up, and what do I see? There's somebody responding to my criticism of Maryland football or me saying a lack of interest on my part.
Yes.
Taking shots at my beloved Shippensburg. So Shippensburg, a much worse football program than Maryland. Well, yeah, no kidding. We're D2 in the PSAC. All right, we've held it down there. We've done great things. Shout out to the Red Raiders, all right?
Signed Mike Locksley, apparently.
Right, check the phone number.
You never know who's listening.
Let's see. This one here on the Orioles says, my conspiracy theory for Orioles MVO is that Mike Elias will mandate Trevor Rogers wins team MVP to continue the positive PR following last summer's trade with the Marlins.
I don't think he's got that kind of sway when it comes to the voters. Everyone's free thinkers. I don't see that happening. Now, if he wins it,
it would be by merit.
Yeah.
Nobody can argue. I don't think, even if you said, all right, it's only a half a season compared to Gunner, you can't look at that stat line and say it's not worthy. It's been an incredible year.
Right. So, yeah, him winning would not be a terrible thing, and certainly wouldn't be because Mike Elias demanded that it happen.
This one here says, do not fall into the trap of paying Zach Eflin. Even Elias can't be stupid enough to give him 20-plus million a year after the season he just had. Maybe I'd be willing to bring him back on a cheap prove-it deal if he doesn't have interest elsewhere in free agency. We're already banking on a big piece coming back from injury with Bradish. You can't double down on that with Eflin.
Yeah, I get it. And we talked about it earlier. We know Mike Elias likes that draft capital. Hey, they got Little Slay in the Brian Baker trade. Swung that one, who knows what that's going to turn out to be, even though Keith Law likes him, the kid the Orioles got at 37. I mean, would Eflin be inclined, for instance, say the tender number or the qualifying offer would be 22 mil? Was it 21 and a half now, I think? Say 22, 23. Would you take him 2 for 23 if Eflin would be willing to listen to that? Because, you know, maybe he'd be guilty about, you know, being hurt all the time, or no guilt. It's all about business. Screw you.
Last text of the day is technically Ravens related. Says Ravens fans should want Shedeur Sanders to start the season, even though it won't happen at this point. Flacco, not a big threat, but I think he would have a chip on his shoulder and be willing to let things rip carefree in his first game back in Baltimore. Sanders, on the other hand, would suffer a similar fate as every other rookie who has had to come and start here, long afternoon being chased around by this defense.
I hear what you're saying. And rookies do thrive. And even if Flacco isn't the starter, I don't think it's a guarantee that Shedeur Sanders would be. Maybe it could be Dylan Gabriel. But I don't know. I mean, I love Joe Flacco. Won a championship. He's going in the Ring of Honor. He'll never buy a beer in Baltimore again because people are going to buy him beers, and rightfully so. But old Joe likes to air it out, but he likes to give. Very giving. And when he helped get the Browns to the playoffs, and he won the comeback player of the year in doing so. How many pick sixes did he throw in that game?
Two.
Yeah, so Joe can giveth, but he can also taketh away. I'll take the chances there. Flacco all amped up, trying to show off that arm strength at 40 years old, whatever he is. And, you know, a Malachi Starks or a Kyle Hamilton making him pay for that decision. And statuesque in the pocket, too. Bring it on.
I mean, they should win that game easily either way. That's the big takeaway here. But I understand the fan anxiety, because could you imagine, and it's a very realistic possibility, that the Ravens lose in week one to the Bills. Nobody should be surprised by that. You come back home, well, it's same situation as last year. Easy beat-em-up game. Have to beat the Raiders last year. Got to beat the Browns this year, but a little bit of a twist. No Gardner Minshew, but Joe Flacco. I mean, the talking points, the storylines leading up to that game, revenge factor and all that. I understand not even wanting to see it. Don't even tempt fate.
Yeah.
Don't even put that as a possibility.
Yeah, and if they beat Buffalo, which is not out of the realm of possibility, mm-hmm. you better be 2-0.
Trap game.
Going into week three. I think there's going to be a lot of nostalgia happening that home opener for the Ravens on September the 14th. That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. Me, Nolan, and Mike Bordick going to be at Pickles coming up in a couple of hours, getting you ready for the Orioles-Mariners game two of this one with Baltimore Baseball tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Rain, go away. Get on out of here. We want to mingle with you out in the streets. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.